Al?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, how are you, Rob?
Awesome. I
Is
had.
Marisol there? Marisol, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Good morning, Rob.
Okay.
Good morning,
Okay, very good.
Marisol. How are you?
Everything good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I had one of the best calls of my career, and we went on so long I was 2 minutes late for your call. But
What was good
so,
about it?
oh, these guys have been coach. You know, I coached them 7 years ago, and they called, and I called them up to interview them for my book. And he said, "You know, I've got a new partner, and I'm so glad. I think it was Providence that made you call me because I was thinking about you today, and I wanted to call you and ask you if you could coach us again." So that was about a year ago. So I coached them mostly on marketing, like you and I did. But it turns out that this is a great guy in Washington, D.C. He's just a wonderful human being. He's very positive, enthusiastic, and he just was really not good at asking for business. So he tended to do all the right things, but kept himself too much of a secret. So I encouraged him to use his strengths. He was a good tennis player, not a great one, but a good one. He's very involved in tennis, to have some events and to invite people to those events and make a big deal out of it. And so it's been, this is the second year of the events, and it went better than we could have imagined. One of the things that I suggested to him that he do is that he had a dinner after the event, and he wanted to know how to handle the dinner. You know, what should he talk about, business and all that stuff. I said, "You know, I never like to get up and introduce myself." So I said, "I will either script somebody on what to say about me, or if I know the person really knows who I am and what I've done for them, then I'll let them get up and give a testimonial, which is always the best way. And then I'll make a few remarks." But I said, "It's so hard to brag about yourself. It's so much better if somebody else brags about you." So he remembered that, and he asked his client if he wouldn't mind getting up and just talking about their relationship. So the guy is the chief financial officer for a startup company, it's a biotechnology company, and he stood up and he gave a testimonial, and Rick, this guy Rick, said, "I couldn't believe what he said. It was moving, you know." And one of the other guys who he's been working, he'd met with and had dinner with his wife, and you know, it's been kind of a soft sell, said after he got done, "Oh, by the way, I was going to announce it to Rick later on, but I might as well do it now. I've decided to hire Rick and move all my stuff to Rick." Well, this is a big guy, and Rick didn't even know it. He said the weekend went like it couldn't have gone better. And he got that account, and now he's on his way to getting other accounts. His CFO has just been hired as the new CEO of another startup, and these are in areas that are just exploding. So, and they're gonna, you know, he's depositing 250,000 shares of his old company in, because he's leaving, into the account. So, I mean, it's just, and he gives me all the credit for all this, and I'm like, "You guys have done it all." He said, "No, we would be still sitting back waiting to do something if it hadn't been for you." So it's just gratifying, you know, to have people that are marketers that understand it that just need some direction and some encouragement and maybe a little bit of advice, and then they go off and hit a home run. So that's why my day is so good. So
excellent.
There you go. Isn't that fun? That's why I do what I do, right? I mean, that's the fun of what I do. So tell me about you. What's on your mind?
Give me 1 second, Rob. Give me 1 second, please.
Marisol, what's on your mind?
Not much. All good. All good. There he is. He lost.
Sorry about that. Back with you.
Okay.
All right. The last couple of months have been a little bit challenging. Okay. My mom was diagnosed with lung cancer. And then when that happens, there's a lot of running around.
Yeah.
And my brother is in Charlotte. I'm here in Miami. She's here in Miami. And it's been somewhat of a scramble. So it's, you know, that and the businesses and this business and everything else. So it's been a real challenging, you know, month and a half, 2 months here.
Tell me about your mom. I wish I could give you better news. Tell me about your mom's cancer. I mean, I know.
She has stage three lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's stage three, I guess, means it's too big to operate, but it has a spread. So what they want to do is treat it. She's 77. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that she's a very weak 77.
Okay.
You know, mainly herself. She's decided a long time ago not to exercise, improper diet, you know, kind of just laying around the house. And, you know, so she's a very weakened 77-year-old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it more challenging because she actually starts radiation tomorrow.
Okay.
And then starts chemo on Monday. Dealing with the insurance companies has been like a job. My brother and I have had to tackle it together. People die as a result of the insurance companies, I got to tell you. Just the runaround of it and the different kind of goonie-goo-goos that you talk to, and it's a mess. It's a mess, you know?
Yep.
And we kind of now have figured out the circle of that, how it goes.
Yep.
And we've gotten better at that. We're kind of, when you get hit with that, it's a scramble. You're trying to figure things out. Very time consuming. Okay. And then you kind of get it, and then you're able to organize yourself better. And that's where we're at right now. We're more organized and really bringing in all the different family members that are going to help out, which is basically me, my girlfriend, him, his wife, my cousin, who's acting more like my sister. And she's there all the time for us, and also a couple of close friends, and everybody's kind of pitching in, you know.
Good.
We had to run around, get adult care facilities, because the home care is just, it's not possible. It's, first of all, god-awful expensive, but even if that's not the case, it's very spotty. All of a sudden, somebody won't show up, and then I have to run to the other side of town and basically sleep there on the couch.
So
you
assisted living? Is that what you did? An assisted living
facility?
Well,
what we did is we looked at different assisted livings. Okay.
Yep.
And then finally settled on the one that we thought was the best. And we've already signed the contract. We have to furnish it. She moves in on the 28th.
Okay.
Of this month. So it was also finding the right one and going to several interviews and him flying down from Charlotte and you know, and also debating it with my mom because she doesn't want to do that. But there's really, like, no other option, though, you know. I mean, we need 24-hour care, you know.
Right, yeah, you need somebody
and,
to take care of.
And then, you know, the other thing is, you know, she's a little bit, and I can understand it because I'm a dog lover. I have 5 dogs, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Uh-oh.
But she has a.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I'd rescue dogs, and I'm in that whole thing. I've really gone overboard, but I have 5 dogs. It's under control. But she has a little dog. And in all of these ALFs, they don't allow pets. So that little dog is like her best buddy. So
I know.
Now I'm going to have 6 dogs. And I'll have to bring her. We found one that I could actually bring the dog. And, you know, I'll sleep over with a little guy, you know.
Yeah.
And at least she'll have her dog. And then hopefully when the radiation is done, and it'll be 6 weeks, I can just bring her over to my house on the weekends or something. She can hang out with the dog and we'll anyway, so that's been kind of a lot of my life here the last month and a half, 2 months. And the craziness is, like, I'll give you an example. Yesterday I had all these appointments. Saturday we get called. Oh, no, you got to be there 10:30 at Lennar for an appointment with the – I'm like, wow, I got to – is there an option? Can I have another date? Oh, yeah, the next available date is July 20th or some such thing. Like, I can't wait till July 20th. No, I'll be there on Tuesday.
Right.
So then I call them and he's all, cancel everything, you know, and then I talk to the clients, you know, cancel. By the way, my clients are informed and very understanding. So if I have to move something around, no problem.
Yep.
Nobody has said, oh, that's, I don't like that. You know, nobody. You know, so everybody's very understanding if I have to cancel or move things around. And then in the meantime, on the business front, I keep producing. I mean, I'm still having a good year. I'm trying to meet appointments. I'll discuss another marketing technique, which kind of ties into what you just talked about. Okay. But I don't really want to say it's been great progress like I would want to see it. I'm kind of like maintaining, you know.
You were pretty hot the last time I talked to you. You know what I mean? You were hot. You had a lot going on, and that was, you were on your way. What kind of cancer, do they say what it is, small cell, large cell? Do they give it a name?
Gosh, I don't know. Now that you brought it up, I'll ask that next time. But I'll tell you what the doctor feels, that if she can take it, they can stop the growth, maybe shrink it, and possibly be able to take it out.
Yeah.
So he hasn't said, oh, no, this is terminal. No.
Yeah.
It depends
if she
can take it. Now, the challenge is he's not strong.
They've got new stuff. You know, they have new stuff all the time for lung cancer. I mean, that's a hot new area, you know.
I'm telling you, if my mom was in good shape, if she would have maintained herself, I think she can lick this, man, you know.
Yeah.
But
the
challenge is going to be, can she take the chemo and the radiation?
Give me a little history on her. Was she a smoker, or was she subject to secondhand smoke, or
that? A massive smoker. Massive smoke. But believe me, this was a war that I've had with her my whole life, to the point where at one point you just have to say, you know what?
Yeah.
Adults make adult decisions. It is what it is. I got to keep going here. One day she might have cancer. Here it is. You know, and what can you do?
Yep.
And now she doesn't want to talk about it. And I don't want to bring it up either. But whenever she goes to the doctor, they ask her, were you a smoker? Yes, I was. Okay. So she understands what happened here. But, you know.
But that doesn't mean, you know, I've had friends, and you know, that have gone through this and successful, and, you know, it's just a it's a battle. And you, like you said, you know, she can, you know, she needs to get a healthy lifestyle now as best she can. And keep herself as strong as she can, you know, eat right, exercise,
right.
Even now, right, and walk,
right.
And, you know, And so, and you know, usually at the assisted living places, they'll have, the good ones will have a nice workout facility and place to take a swim. And the problem is that you end up, when you're subject to this chemo, you're also subject to your immune system gets the hell kicked out of it. And so you've got to be a little careful about, you know, being around sick people. So you want, you know, she'll probably end up wearing a mask, not to protect other people from her, but her to protect from herself from others. So I have cancer, so I'm pretty aware of, you know, and I go and have IVIG, you know, injections, every infusions every month. It keeps me, my immune system from going to hell. So I'm, you know, and I just have lived with this world for 12 years now. So I'm aware of it. Mine's leukemia, but the other thing that I would recommend, just from a logistics point of view, which is where you are, is to go ahead and take one of our folders, you know, like our blue folders or green folders, whatever you guys use for folders, and make a diagram. Use that folder with a two-hole punch to keep track of all the different crap you need to keep track of, and then carry that folder all the
time. That's a good idea, man. That's
yeah,
a good idea.
So what I did, I put myself in the center of the first page, and then I'd make a line out to each doctor, and then their name and their phone number.
Okay.
And you'd be surprised when I looked at mine, it looked like a massive, because you end up with pulmonologists, you know, you have all kinds of doctors. When you get sick with what she has, you know, she'll have various issues that come up from this, you know, and so you're going to need an immunologist, a guy that infectious diseases. You're going to need a pulmonologist because of her lungs. You're going to need your cancer doctor. You're going to end up, she's going to need her general practitioner. So you end up with a lot of different doctors, and you can't keep track of them all in one place. So this is what I've done for myself, and it's a big help, because you know, then you can make a copy, a separate folder for her, so then she can have the same thing you have, and so if somebody else is working with her and you're not immediately available, they have her folder with all the doctors and the phone numbers, and she gets sick, then this is where we go, and this is who you call to get her admitted, and then this is her doctor that you need to call for this. So you brief the cousin and the brother and everybody else. So you have a folder, she has a folder, that her folder is the group's folder. You know, you might even make one for your brother or something, somebody, the other most important person in this thing. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate that, Rob. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and when you get me the name of the disease exactly, I will try and do some homework on it.
Oh, thank you.
And because,
I appreciate that.
Because, it's a research thing.
I will.
You know, yeah, yep. It's a you want to know everything you can. And at your stage, you're in shock, okay? Still, and you're in denial, you're in shock, you're in all this crap, but over time, you'll become more used to the idea of it, and then you'll want to do some research. You don't want to do research now because you don't want to deal with the reality and hear about it and all that crap. But, you know, now I just know how I went through different stages of, you know, where I didn't want to read about it. I didn't want to know about it. And now I do. I want to know everything about it because I want to be up on every clinical trial that there is. There's a book that I'm going to try and get once I find out what it is, that'll tell you all about every clinical trial that's going on. That's going to be too much for you at this moment, but you know, at some point you'll want to do the homework on it, and I'll see if I can dig that out for you and find the right book so you can be up on it. anyway, I've been, you know, I've been all over the country seeing different specialists and find out the best guy in the country on this particular disease and the clinical trials for it and all that. So it's, you know, if you happen to have something that's chronic like I have, you have, you have plenty of time to become an expert. So anyway, I can, you know, I'll try and help a little bit.
Yeah, one of my clients is actually a researcher, an oncologist, specializes in leukemia and works at the Sylvester Center.
Really?
Works, and he's the one that gave me the lead on the lung cancer guy.
That's great.
At Sylvester. And he said, look, if my mom had lung cancer, I'd take her to this guy. He's the best that I know.
Good.
And,
that's what you need.
Anyways. But one thing I know about leukemia, chronic leukemia is the better one.
Right.
The one that you can fight.
You can,
that,
yeah.
That little I know, because he explained that to me.
Yeah, yeah. Tell him I have CLL-SLL. CLL-SLL. He'll know. He'll say, oh, he's lucky.
Yeah.
The problem is you can never get rid of it. Some of the others are bad, but if you treat them, they're gone. This one is like, no matter what you do, you can't get rid of it. But, you know, there's still hope that I can get rid of it. And I've been, you know, I've been healthy. I've been so blessed. People say, how can you be blessed? Wouldn't it be better not to have cancer? I said, no, I'm a better person because I've had cancer. You know, I don't run away from it. You know, you say cancer to some, you'll see that. You'll tell them, oh, my mom has cancer. And they'll be like, ooh, help, you know, run away. Instead, I run towards the fire, you know, in this case, because I want to try and help, and I'm not afraid of it. You know, it's not catching.
Okay, Rob, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And,
it can be all consuming.
In terms of, thank you. In terms of the business, like I said, One of the things that I tried, and I think that I could have good results this way, I haven't done it in a long time. A lot of financial advisors do this, is like luncheon seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done it in 20 years. And I did
mm-hmm.
one like 3 weeks ago.
Really?
And I saw where the main, I mean, I'm sure I can close business with my clients. Well, no, let me back up a little bit. What I've done is there's a couple of real estate funds that I do business with. The main one is Griffin. Okay? Now, when you do business with a real estate fund, it's not like an SMA or a bigger fund company. They tend to be smaller. So you put $1 million on their side, all of a sudden, boom, they go, wow. That's big for these
yep.
companies. You become one of their good clients fast,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they're willing to do things for you. And what I'm asking for in return is, you know, besides managing the money correctly, of course, can you do luncheon seminars and I'll bring in a couple of clients and a couple of prospects.
Yep.
And I think that I can continue to sell my clients more of these funds if I do that, but really where it would help is with the prospects. Because remember,
mm-hmm.
I'm entertaining. I got another guy tonight. I'm actually going to a ball game tonight. So I got another
Good.
Guy tonight, okay? And he's on the fence. And possibly the way to knock him off the fence is bring him into a luncheon seminar, you know? And for
mm-hmm.
those that I've never started the investment conversation with, like I have another couple on Friday. I'll tell you about that. It's kind of interesting. But I have another couple on Friday. And he knows I'm a financial advisor, but I'm only in the entertaining stage. Now, the dinner on Friday with this couple, he's invited me to it because they really like us, my girlfriend and I. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I've shied away over dinner socially to say, hey, let me tell you about what I'm doing in the market or financial planning or whatever. I haven't given them any type of pitch or anything because because I don't want to do that. I don't want to be tasteless, you know. But maybe a good way to bring them in is, listen, I got this lunch on this date. They're going to talk about real estate investing, and I'd like you to bring your wife. I'd like to invite you. Can you make it? You know, and if I can get two or three prospects at that, that can start the investment conversation.
Right.
Because
here's what I would say. I would say to them, I'd love you to come to this lunch, and I'd like you there to help me. This isn't for you, but I'd like you as kind of think of you as my consultant. I'd like you to tell me what you think we could do to make this better. Okay? So I'd like you there just to give me some advice, because this is for different clients than you. Because that way he won't think, oh, he's just trying to pitch me. You know, that's why he's been friends. This is his routine, you know, come here, then pitch him. This way, you know, he comes in and he listens to it and he goes, you know, I think that was really good, you know, or maybe you could do this, or maybe you could, you know, do this, or maybe you could do a little something different. I like that idea of making him more come and observe. Not, this isn't for you, this is, you're an observer here. You like that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. See what I mean? Then it's just one more step in the process, rather than, you know, he's just trying to sell me this fund.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds basic. Have a lunch seminar. It sounds basic, but I just haven't been doing that. You know, so here I am. I'm doing a lot of socializing. But
yeah.
I don't get around to, hey, you know, let me tell you what I do. I'd like to have you as a client, blah, blah, blah. I don't get to that point, you know.
Well, one of the things that I'd rather see the seminar be about is real estate in general and what's happening in the real estate market and how do you invest in real estate. And then, oh, by the way, we do this. Rather than it be a specific presentation on one investment. Because what if the investment doesn't work? You know, now you're judged completely as a one-trick pony. Whereas you really want to be, you want to be a financial advisor, a wealth manager. You don't want to be a guy selling funds, real estate or otherwise. So I'd rather see it, you know, be something about the state, you know, here's the stat, you know, where are we in the cycle of real estate? You know, what's the real estate in this market look like? And how do you invest in real estate? And here's a couple of examples and so on. I'd like that rather than pitching one fund, because I just think it puts you at too much risk. If they buy it and it doesn't work, you're screwed, you're done. And, you know, that's kind of the old days.
Should I do a little dog and pony show on my portfolio or other things? Or maybe 5 minutes of, here, guys, this is my current portfolio. This is my position on the market right now.
I would do something on the economy. I would do something on where the market is in the cycle, where we think that we are, where real estate, you know, where interest rates have been, how interest rates affect bonds, how interest rates affect real estate. And, you know, make it a nice educational seminar that proves that you are smart, that you know, you understand the economy, and you understand business cycles. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not your portfolio, or, you know, I don't. You're not at that stage. People only care about themselves. Think about it, right? What's in it for me is what they're saying. What can I learn from this guy that I don't know? What can I, you know, how can he make me smarter so I can make better decisions in my business, in my life, and so on? So you want to, your presentation should be to make them smarter, something they wouldn't have gotten off a talking head on CNBC. So just brief yourself on what your economists are saying, what your real estate economists are saying, what your interest rate forecasts are, and then get up and talk about, you know, in this case, you're talking about real estate, but then I think you can also say, you know, where are we in the economic cycle in terms of real estate, and where are we in terms of equities and bonds, and what's the competition for real estate? And I just think that's a really good, I think that'd be a wonderful seminar.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to do these every month. I mean, because I want to start drawing in these people I've been working, right? And I think that this is a good way to do it. Plus, it might be a good way to get a referral on the table, too. Hey, do you have a friend? You know, something like that.
Yeah, right. And then you'll get good at it. I mean, you want to talk like you're an economist. I mean, you can do that, you know. And
okay.
The firm will let you.
Okay.
Your firm will let you do that as long as you give the, you know, the party line. And they're not recording you, so you can deviate from it. But they're going to want a script. You know, they're going to want an outline of what you're giving as a seminar. And you want it to be kind of generic. And you want to make sure you follow all the rules and tell them what you're doing. And then you have a sponsor, but you're the main speaker. Okay? The sponsor can give it's fine to have the sponsor give a commercial and say, hey, you know, we're sponsored by this particular fund and this is where they fit in. And yes, I do use them. And, you know, they give a, just like you do at a, you know, when we have a meeting and we have a mutual fund, get up there and give a few minute, you know, 5 minute talk on what they do, right? And how they telling you guys on using their fund. That's fine. It's okay to have a sponsor, but you want to be the star of the show, because what you want to do is what they want. You want your clients walking away going, wow, this guy is doing the one thing that most people hate doing more than anything else, which is public speaking. He must be good because he's the main speaker. He talks like he knows what he's talking about. I need somebody like that because I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Okay.
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 See the difference?
Okay.
Otherwise
yeah,
he's
well,
the
absolutely.
Star. Yeah, he's the star, and now you're just pushing a product. Wrong message. You know, you want the message to be you're the star, you're the wisdom guy, you're the main speaker, he's the ad, and yeah, you know, this is where this ad fits in to the overall investment strategy, and this is one of the guys that I use. This isn't the reason for the show.
Okay.
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 It's just a little more sophisticated. It's a more, but it's, you know, it's 20 years updated. In the old days, we would have done
the
product.
Yeah.
We would have done the product.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I completely get it.
Yeah.
I completely get it.
That's updated.
I mean, I used to do radio for 2 years, so I used to do this shit all the time. That was a long time
ago. Yeah. Well,
I used to have to go to the library and do my research.
Which is fine, you know, and you guys got a ton of research, and you can give a good story. You know, you're a little bit bearish on the world right now, but, you know, what's his name, Mike? Anyway, your chief economist is kind of bearish, but... you know, you don't have to be bearish.
Yeah,
you can be.
Yes.
I mean, you can be bullish and just find somebody. You know, you always have like 10 guys that, you know, you have different chief economic advisor, chief blah, blah, blah. You know, you've got 10 different people giving opinions. So just find somebody that fits in with your opinion and then use their material and give your pitch. You don't want to be up there being negative. I mean, you know. Warning the world that it's coming to an end, because it doesn't. I mean, it sells books, but it doesn't make them invest with you.
Okay, excellent, Rob. Let me ask you, this team that you talked about at the beginning, you said that they were in some type of meeting. Was that a seminar where the client gave their tout for them? What
was
that?
This was a brilliant idea. Okay, so he's a tennis player. he belongs to Philadelphia Cricket Club. So he invited, he got invited up to Longwood Cricket Club in Brookline, Massachusetts. And he went up there and they were doing kind of a fundraiser and his client invited him up. And they told me about this fundraiser in Brookline. I'm a tennis player. So I said, you should do that in Philadelphia. And then he said, well, we have this other thing down at the shore, a professional tournament that's at this such and such a date. I said, so have them in to Philadelphia Cricket Club, play there. Then for those that can have the time, take them down to the professional tennis tournament, and then take them out to dinner and have a nice time. So he had two dinners. One was after their tennis at Philadelphia Cricket Club, and then another one was down at the shore. And so he had like eight guys around the table, and he was at one end, his client was at the other, and his client got up and gave a testimonial about him to these tennis players. Well, they're all carefully selected for their abilities to play tennis and they're all good tennis players, 4-0, you know, good tennis players, but they're also CEOs and, you know, two are recruiters for corporate presidents, you know, they do executive recruiting. Anyway, so that's where he did it. That's where he did the dinner after the tennis. So it's, you know, it wasn't an easily orchestrated thing. It took him, you know, this is the second year they did it, and this is where it paid off this year really well. Last year it was, you know, I knew it would take him, you know, two of these at least to make it work. You just have to be, some things you do long term and some things you do short term. Your seminars are short term. You want to do something special, you know, once or twice a year that are long-term things that make everybody feel fabulous, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this was about. Everybody loved it. Everybody had a wonderful time. It was a great dinner and so forth. So anyway, that's
okay.
What that was.
Okay.
So you kind of use what you do. You know, if you're a yachter, you know, you use the boat show. If you're a tennis player, you use that. If you're a golfer, you use, you know, the U.S. Open, or you use something. So you gotta figure out what is your thing, and then attract people around your thing. Yeah, you're a marketer, so you understand all this.
Okay.
The wheel's turning.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I agree with me being boned up on whatever's happening in the economy and the market and giving a presentation over lunch.
Yep.
I mean, that's,
yeah, that'll work.
You know?
You got anything that is that would be comparable to this tennis thing, a big event once a year or twice a year?
No, I mean, I'm a member of Deering Bay, which is a country club. And what I could do is something nice at Deering Bay in the wine room, or, you know, something
yep.
along those lines. But we used to have something like that. We used to have the Doral. The first year I was here, I bought 32 seats and
yep.
on the 18th hole. That was a huge investment. But it was when I was bringing over my book. And it panned out.
Yep.
And I mean, the event cost me like $27,000, but it panned
yep.
out. I brought over
sure.
a lot of clients, and it was a real good feel-good event. I was right next to Jeb Bush. He was the guy next to me. He was the other ten. The it's like I had 32 seats, and then Jeb Bush had 32 seats for his real estate company.
It's great.
walked over and had a coffee with him for the event. That was pretty cool. But
well, you're good at this. But they, you're really good at this, they, you know. So
they kiboshed that, though. They canceled it next.
Yeah,
next
but that's
the,
okay.
I mean, the Doral off the PGA.
Yeah. Well, just think about what would be happening around there that, you know, might be fun to do some entertaining. But you can create your own event, you know, like this guy did, your own golf event or your own, you know, something fun, something special.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that now. Yep. You got plenty on your plate. I like the seminars. They're easy to do. You can hit, come in and hit it. Not a lot of planning, you know, and just, you know.
I'm talking like four, five, six people sitting there. Not something big.
That's good. It's good. Yeah. I like it. You know, it's activity. You know, the key is energy and activity. You gotta keep getting traffic. You're the best example I've heard of in a long time of being somebody in traffic. Now, you know, with mom and the cancer and all that, you know, maybe you step out of traffic for a while. But you know, getting in traffic is the answer to how do you bring in clients? You got to be in traffic. You got to be out there. And you know, with a little help and a little thought, you can make it more efficient. But people, you know, most people aren't in traffic. They sit in their office all day and then go home. They never market.
Yeah.
So, well,
okay, Rob.
Anything else I can do for you?
No.
All right. So steps, we're gonna. Let me know the cancer, what it is. What is cancer? Number two, use the folders to stay organized. Number three, I'm going to send you info on the cancer. Number three is bone up on economic presentation and relates to real estate. Everybody wants to know when the real estate bubble is going to break, you know. What else? That was it, pretty much, right?
That's it.
Okay. All right, well, good luck for your mom. What's your mom's name?
Maria.
I will put Maria in my prayer list.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay. All right, partner. Good to talk to you.
Rob, thanks, same Al. Here. Thank you very much for everything.
Okay.
Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. Bye.